Whether it's Chapter 7 for consumers or Chapter 11 for businesses or Chapter 13, we've heard of filing for bankruptcy protection. And this part of the year, right around tax filing time, the number of bankruptcy filings goes up. But the people who may need bankruptcy protection the most have a harder time getting it because of their inability to afford an attorney, among other factors. Paul Keel of ProPublica has traveled the U.S. to try to understand why bankruptcy laws seem to be failing many of the people they're supposed to help, and he's with me. Paul, what is the dynamic you're seeing about whether bankruptcy protection is actually providing what it's supposed to?
It's like any other, you know, aspect of accessing the U.S. justice system, in that it's not equal. It has to do with, you know, if you have access to an attorney, and with bankruptcy, obviously, coming up with the funds to pay an attorney is especially a problem because these people are broke for the most part. And it's not a problem that has any real clear solutions for the most commonly accessed form of bankruptcy, which is Chapter 7, which I think is, you can just generally say, is what most people think of as bankruptcy, is that you go in there and you say, you know, here's what I have, and most people don't have much, and then they're able to have their debts wiped out within a couple of months and get their fresh start. The issue is a lack of access that has been a problem essentially forever, but has especially became a problem after the big reform bill in 2005, when the bankruptcy system was really changed pretty drastically, and it created a lot of hurdles that increased the cost of attorneys and therefore made it more difficult for people to access bankruptcy.
So who is bankruptcy really helping then? I mean, are the people who are really could be helped by it simply not getting the opportunity because of the lack of funds?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at numbers and see who's accessing. I think the typical person is someone who's, you know, really middle class family, you know, earning somewhere in the range of $40,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 a year for a household, and something happens where their income is disrupted, and you know, they're knocked down and they can't cover their debts, and you know, people who declare bankruptcy tend to be earning around $30,000 a year or so. That's kind of the typical household. But obviously, there's a lot of people who are earning kind of that normally. So I would say it's hard to know what to type to call this range of household. Sometimes they're called the working poor, but people who are making just enough that they're not necessarily in poverty, but not so much that, you know, every week is not an escape. So these are households, I think, you know, in the range of $20,000 to $40,000 a year in income. Households that are always, you know, one emergency away from, you know, a real problem and falling into debt. And I think those are the people that I think about who are particularly ill served by this system, because they're the ones who, you know, are not going to be able to come up with $1,000 or $1,500 to pay an attorney.
And with folks who are unable to afford the attorney, use a term called petition preparers who are unregulated. Can you tell us more about who those people are?
Right. So if you're looking at your situation, you say, wow, I really need to, you know, deal with this, you know, this credit card, you know, company's coming after me. And you're looking at bankruptcy and you hear attorneys say that it's going to cost you $1,000. You know, you're looking around for other solutions. And one is just to find people who are not attorneys who say they can help you file a bankruptcy. They often go by the name of petition preparers. It just means that they're just filling out the documents for you. There's pretty strict rules about terms of what they're supposed to do. They're actually not supposed to give anything that resembles legal advice. And you might wonder why you would go to someone who can't answer the least question about bankruptcy. But yeah, I think the answer is that oftentimes they don't follow the rules, and you know, they'll say it'll cost a couple hundred dollars. Since they're not really well regulated, you know, there may be preparers out there who are doing an okay job, but you really run the risk of making a mistake. And once you filed a bankruptcy, you know, it's filed, and so you know, you have to live with that mistake. Say like you leave out of some important debt, then you know, you can't just do it over. It is something to be wary of, and shows that there should be better solutions available to people.
What is the risk attached to the perception of the word bankruptcy? It's something that's supposed to be helpful if the system is working right, but is there a problem because there's just sort of a cloud over people who use that word or are pushed into that? Does that cause problems in and of itself?
There's a stereotype that people who declare bankruptcy are failures, that they've failed, that they're morally somehow lesser than. And as a result of that, and that's really, you know, kind of suffused the culture. So, I mean, I've never talked to anyone who's either declared bankruptcy or thought about it who felt other than really horrible about it. And you see this in the numbers in terms of how long people wait before they declare bankruptcy. So the there's research to show that the average household is waiting more than 2 years of financial distress before they finally turn to bankruptcy. Sort of the irony of that is that there's more to save if you do turn to bankruptcy earlier on. So you are actually arguably in certain situations, hurting your long-term prospects. And also it makes it harder to pull the money together to eventually file for bankruptcy if you're waiting until you're completely in a hole before you actually turn to bankruptcy. But it does put a lie to the idea that people are using bankruptcy as an easy out. They're not. They're waiting for years. They're waiting until their credit score really is down in the dumps. I mean, the average household who declares bankruptcy, we're talking about credit score around 500 or even below 500. So the credit scores that are so low that when they file for bankruptcy, their credit scores actually go up because the relief of wiping the debts away, has a more of an upward effect than the down effect of the negative effect of filing for bankruptcy.
Paul Keel is a business and consumer finance reporter for ProPublica.